you hear it, anything else in that song?
This is the rhythm of the night.
Oh, no.
Because I've already been war.
Oh, there's war with Chicane, isn't there?
Yes.
Johnny Chicane was not happy with the very sound-alike beginning of that song. Calvin Harris and Blessings. 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's very early. I hope you're doing all right. For those of you up and about this morning, how are the balls of your feet? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah,
good. What'd you get up to?
With KC.
I was here Saturday.
Oh, the old work thing.
Yeah, the old work thing. Yeah, I was here Saturday, and then Saturday evening, Kerry were playing.
Oh, and you did all right. You won by 6 points, didn't you?
We won anyway.
Yeah.
And it was good. Had a look around Killarney.
What was going
houses.
On? I'd say there was a
public
few.
Houses.
Oh, right, okay.
And then we went and had a look around Glorglun for good measure.
Just to make sure that the public houses were open there
sure
as well.
They were all right everywhere.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. It was good. It was good. What about you? You had a much more exciting weekend than I did.
Not necessarily.
I did.
I was watching your stories and you seemed to be swinging out every tree in Kerry over the weekend. Went to see Chris Kent's show on Friday at the Marquee. Drove in, parked up somewhere at the back end of Parky Cueve.
Yes.
Came back, couldn't find the car.
No.
I don't know where. I was like, oh, it's way down here. I thought someone had robbed the car. Went in and Chris was stunning. Absolutely amazing.
Got fantastic reviews.
There was well over 4,500 people there. The whole place was packed. There wasn't a seat left. And the new show that he's doing is all about, it's called Offline, but it's all about staying off your phone and, you know, opening your eyes a little bit to life.
Yes, yes.
But it's just his approach to all of the things, and every single thing he spoke about, everyone is just like, can relate to the whole thing. He was talking about, what did he mention? And I thought it was absolutely brilliant. He was on about the housing crisis.
Oh, yeah?
And he has a theory, and I think it could be true. He reckons that if builders and tradies and plumbers and electricians and brickies all had their phones taken off them going into work, houses would be built twice as quick.
Oh, he's right.
We're all so addicted to our phones. Maybe lads are sitting down having 20-minute breaks every hour.
There's a lot of tradies on TikTok these days.
There is, isn't there?
Oh, there is. He's so right.
That children's hospital would be 10 years old.
Oh, goodness me.
It's a joke. But it's kind of rooted in a bit of maybe so. Maybe things aren't being done across every industry.
Yeah, there's something in that.
Because we're staring at our phone. But it was a masterclass in comedy. But what was lovely about it as well, it was a lad from Cork with like a 99% Cork crowd. And just everyone was there to support him. Probably most people have been there to all his smaller gigs.
Yeah.
When he played the Roundy to 50 people, or when he did the Everyman to 500, or he did the Opera House to 1,000, and then he did that whopper of a show.
I feel like in the last few years, it's like the comedy version of Keane to Crow.
Yeah.
Like when he did Virgin Media Park last year, that was just,
that was his home. Isn't it lovely when Cork does that for the locals, you know?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Everybody wants to see somebody from up the road do well. Yeah. There's a lovely kind of, I don't know, pride about that.
Sure is. And then Saturday,
then we let rip Block Rock and Pizza was on, and that was an absolute monkey cage. It was nuts.
I love that description.
It was. That's the only way to describe it. It had the lighting show to go with a live show for the Prodigy. The sound was incredible, and Deck just knocked it out of the park. He has a full band on stage with him of people playing along to all 90s dance and big dance classics. While he's roaring and shouting at everyone, and it's just the place went bananas.
The girl that plays, it's like an electric fiddle or an electric violin, isn't
Nicole.
It?
Nicole is incredible, yeah.
Am I right in saying that she toured a river dance?
Yes, she did.
I saw videos of her rocking it.
Yeah, and then we had Rachel on piano, and the rest of the lads as well. It was just an amazing team, but like everybody had a great one at that one as well. And then yesterday we took it handy, brought the young fella to Superman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Another film review. Brilliant. Oh,
at 7:30 this morning, I'm going on a rant.
Oh, no.
About modern films. Modern day films.
Modern.
They've lost the magic. It's all about CGI and the effects. Like, all of that is incredible. But it's like, you know when you go to the cinema and you come out, your head is spinning because it's called special effects fatigue.
Oh, right. right?
You know, it's like if you go to a Transformers movie, it's just...
I just don't.
Yeah, you don't? Okay, something like that. But because I've got a young lad and two girls at home.
Yes.
I've been through every child movie for the last 10, 14 years.
Yes.
And it's, yeah, it's just, it's a bit much. It's like, and this isn't like, oh, you're getting old. No, it's genuinely. They're two, it used to be about, I'll go on a rant later on.
Fair enough. Okay, we will leave it for then.
Where's the Goonies?
The Goonies?
Where the hell are the Goonies?
I've never seen the Goonies.
Oh my God.
You've gone back too far.
That's your homework for you tonight now.
You've gone back too far.
So anyway, that was the weekend. I hope you had a good one. We have...
The weather. Hang on now. We never mentioned the weather.
Oh, thank you, son.
It was stunning.
Wasn't it incredible?
Well, everything
just went hand in hand for the weekend.
Yeah, okay, you can move on now.
Thanks, Kitty. At 8:10 this morning, we have the exclusive details on Fan Zone. It's happening. Super Value Parky Queeve. There will be a free Fan Zone. And I'll give you all of the details of that.
Is it free?
It's free.
Oh, wow.
So I'll tell you all of the details of that later on. You can grab your tickets for that, what you got to do, where you got to be. And we will be there rocking the party. Brilliant. On the day, doing our bit to get you wound up and G'd up for the All-Ireland Final. For those of you who can't get tickets and won't be there, which is looking like I'll be joining you in Super Value Parky Queeve. It's not going well. The hunt is not going well. Seriously though, what about this lady?
And still, the undisputed super lightweight champion of the world, Katie.
I got to hand this to that ring announcer. He gave his socks there.
He's some set of lungs.
Telling you, some set of pipings on him. Katie Taylor, the absolute greatest of all time. What a lady. She had three in a row after her win against Amanda Serrano. The judges voted it. Two for Katie, one draw.
Yeah, she won a majority anyways.
So she won it well. She won it well. I watched it back over the weekend. And yeah, poor old Amanda. She wasn't too happy, as you can imagine.
Oh, for God's sake. Three times now she's after losing. She's going, no, I still haven't won if I don't feel like
I'm coming won. Back now for a fight.
Oh, for God's sake. No, I won as well.
They were, like, the three fights were just phenomenal entertainment.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Like, they are two of the best in the world, going hell for leather. And Katie, obviously, huge amount of Irish there to check out Katie over the weekend, which was lovely to see. That's probably retirement for her now, Katie Jane. I would say so.
She has spoken to TMZ
yeah.
and said, I don't know where people are getting this from. Now, in fairness, she's what, 39?
She's 39. How many punches to the head can you safely take in your career?
So, that is where people are kind of going, oh, maybe she'll retire, I presume. But she says, I get to do this as a job and I love it. Why would I stop?
She can keep going as long as she wants. It's a health and safety thing for boxers. Like, they usually tap out at about mid 30s, 38. But now Ricky Hatton is coming back and he's like nearly 90. he's back. He's got a fight coming up
she
in a couple
wasn't
of months.
Mike Tyson fighting there last year.
Yeah, but you see the cut of him, I would have taken him out with a fart. He was all over the shop. It didn't.
It did. Mike Tyson.
Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
6:49 in the morning. Cork's Good Times. It's Red FM.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
I got a little video sent in to me here from at PTADOH on X or Twitter. It'll always be Twitter, Katie.
Yeah.
Always be Twitter. Ali Sherlock is only starting out her career, but her voice would eventually fill out stadiums. Never seen a crowd react so well to a warm-up act. Ali's having the year of her life.
Yes, she is.
The gigs that she's doing, and, you know, she's releasing her own original music as well. But she was absolutely brilliant at the Marquee last night, just before Ali. In fact, some people are saying even better.
And that was her second big gig over the weekend. She supported the Script in Limerick as well.
Here we go. Let's have a listen. Yeah, she's brilliant.
Flawless.
Absolutely brilliant. Well done, Ali. Great stuff. And Ollie, I'm sure, was brilliant as well last night. Huge crowd turned out. Ollie had to pull the plug in a gig recently, enough, actually. He was on stage with four songs and his voice went.
No way.
Yeah, and he was like really, really upset that he had to go and reschedule the whole thing. But
jeepers. Not what you wanted.
Has that ever happened? Have you ever been at a gig where the act has had to pull out?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you?
No. I was watching a Foo Fighters gig where Dave Grohl broke his leg.
Which also happened to Ollie Murs. He fell off stage.
It's funny when they fall off stages like that, you know?
Anyway. You're not used to it.
I know, yeah. What else is going on?
A crowd of 30,000 people packed out Portman Road Stadium to welcome home superstar Ed Sheeran over the weekend. He said he was returning to Ipswich on Friday. He said it was really cool having not played a major gig in his home county of Suffolk since 2019. And of course, he owns Ipswich in a minority stake. So that's pretty cool that he actually
He's the main shareholder.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Indeed he is. But the best part of the whole thing for me was that he brought none other than Westlife.
He brought the Westies along.
He brought Westlife to the gig.
Okay.
Flew them over to play one song, but it went down so well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Will you make some noise? They've flown over all the way from Ireland for this. Will you make some noise for Westlife? What's up, it's Ipswich? You can't believe.
That is the Westlife song. That, you know, every band has their song. That's the one for them, isn't it?
So the three of them and Ed sang Flying Without Wings together, and it's beautiful. If you haven't seen the video, go look at it. It's fab.
Oh, there's Ed. Very good. Well done, lads. So did they get a few bob for that, or did Ed just send the old private jet over to Sligo?
I presume there was bobs exchanged, but I could neither confirm nor deny the information.
A few signed t-shirts or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Photograph. On Friday, big news for the believers, including myself of the world.
Yeah.
Justin released a new album, his first in like 4 years. It's called Swag. I was able to listen to the whole thing on Friday because I was in the car for ages.
Okay.
And it is conceptual, to say the least.
Okay.
Lots of speaking audio in between the songs. Now, the songs are very different for Justin Bieber album as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know, did you see the viral video of him standing on business?
No.
So he's so sick of the paparazzi, he just lost it there about a month ago, and the video went viral, and he has put the audio into the album.
He hasn't, has he?
He's now trolling the trolls. I think he's so good. I think he's brilliant.
So now, like, he's public, it looks like a public breakdown. Is this the one where he's outside the front door of his house?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
He's at the beach, I think.
Okay, yeah. Let's have a listen here.
You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business, is it? I don't give a fuck if you're on the sidewalk. I'm a human being. You're standing around my car. At the beach. You know what I'm saying?
So he's worked that into a song.
It's, you know, if you listen to the rest of it, it's like a minute and a half. And I actually haven't found out who it is yet, but he's speaking to somebody about... So that's him watching the video.
Okay.
And the guy he's watching it with is going, no, you should not have said you were standing on business. I'm standing on business.
Business.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, the fact that he put it in the album, I think, is just brilliant.
Okay. Should he not now, instead of releasing new music, be sitting down with a psychotherapist or getting himself back to some solid state of mental health?
Justin is in debt to Scooter Braun for millions because
what?
Of the Justice tour that he didn't finish.
Oh, he had to pay him all that money, lost earnings and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, he still has money to make. And don't forget, he has sold his back catalogue.
Right, we need to do a whip around at Mass. Pass the basket on Sunday. We get Bieber out of debt. Bring an envelope on Sunday for 10:30 Mass. Put a fiver in it, everybody. Claudia Rose Long Maguire was selected to sing a song, a very special song, at an incredible event yesterday. It was the Preston Liverpool game. Extra special, Rory, why?
Because of Diogo Jota's passing. It was their first game since he passed.
Yeah.
It was very, very emotional yesterday, deep down.
It was beautiful moments where one of the Preston players brought a wreath from the Preston end up to where all the Liverpool fans were and placed it in front of them while Claudia was singing. Claudia, that was incredible.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow, wow. Now, first of all, before you get to perform a song like that in front of a crowd like that, for an event like that, given the situation around Jota's passing, how were you before you stepped up to perform that?
Being honest, I don't think I've ever seen myself so nervous.
Like, yeah.
Walked down the aisle, I've given birth, and I think this is the most nervous I have ever been. Like, I actually said to my mum at one point, I feel so bad now. I was like, Mum, just stop talking to me. I just can't talk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was trying to, like, settle my nerves, and obviously I had to do, like, a sound check quite early. We flew in early yesterday morning, so it was very, like, rushed, and I just need to be quiet and centre myself. But obviously, like, before you sing in a show or whatever, you're getting warmed up, you're hyped around, like, you know, you're getting yourself pumped. But I was, like, in the director's lounge beforehand with everyone having a lovely three-course meal, and I was just sitting there eating a bread roll being like, I can't eat, I'm going to get sick.
Yeah, but you can't eat, you can't drink anything in case you get the burps or whatever.
Like, I mean, I was like, oh no, this is just a recipe for disaster. So I was just sitting there. They probably were like, is that girl okay? She looks like she's going to collapse in the corner.
Yeah.
It was just, I was the most nervous I've ever been, purely because of what it was for. I mean, singing is scary anyway, but singing is what I do. But when you know there's that much of, like, a meaning behind it, it takes it to another level. And I just didn't want to mess it up, or, you know, I just wanted to do it justice.
There's so much at stake, and you absolutely nailed it. You nailed it.
Yeah, Claudia, when you finished singing, did you realise, you said to yourself, yeah, I've done that, I've done it, I've done it justice, I've nailed it. Were you thinking that to yourself when you finished?
I was more so just like, I hope I'm not sunburned, because I was standing in the middle of the pitch being like, oh my God. But no, I literally was like, I need to walk off and not, like, fall, because I thought I was going to faint. Like, that's how the nerves were. Like, and I just, once I was finished, it was like all the air came back and I could breathe again. And I was like, Claudia, just walk steady, because I really did feel like I was about to collapse with, like, nerves. It was, and when you hear the fans, like, sing along with you, it's,
oh my God,
a very, yeah, I don't think I can actually describe what that's like, because I've been to Liverpool matches before, and when you hear them sing, You'll Never Walk Alone, it's amazing anyways, it's emotional. But when you're singing for it and they sing along with you, and, you know, I saw Ben Whiteman, the Preston player, bringing the read out, it was just, it was a very surreal moment and something that I just can't even put into words.
You have a connection through Shawnee, your husband, who played for Preston. How did that phone call happen where you were selected to sing the song?
He runs the whole club. He's amazing. His name is Ben Rhodes, and he would be like who we liaise with a lot. So we were actually in Mahon Point shopping, and Sean's phone rang, and it was Ben Rhodes. So I kind of walked off doing my own thing, and then he was like, I have a proposition for you and it's really big. And I was like, oh no, what is it? What's this going to be? And then he said, obviously explained what was happening, and he was like, they want you to sing Can't Help Falling in Love with You, which is Preston's anthem. Mm-hmm. And I sang that before, like 2 years ago at a New Year's Day game for Preston. So I was scared anyways, because I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's a big deal. Like, you know, Liverpool. So that was fine. I was like, I know the song, so it's okay. And then on Friday, I called Ben Rhodes myself, and he was like, so you know you're singing the two songs? And
wow.
I literally was like, no. I was like, I did not know I was singing the two songs. Sean told me Liverpool were bringing their own singer for that. So he was like, I'm sure you know it, you know, being from Ireland, that you guys are going to know that song. I mean, I knew it, but not in a way where I could, like, sing it on the spot if you asked me to sing it, like, word for word.
Yeah.
So the whole weekend, I have just been plaguing my poor neighbours with You'll Never Walk Alone. It's all I was singing for 2 days straight, over and over. I feel like they were all like, is that girl going crazy inside the house? Like, she is having a moment all weekend just singing that song. But it was just, it was so last minute that I didn't care. I was like, I just need to learn these songs and make sure that I have them nailed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it didn't take long to prepare. I mean, I got the call on Wednesday and I was flown in yesterday. So it was a whirlwind of a week.
Do you get double pay then for the two songs? Two invoices going in.
I was just looking, being left at Virgil van Dijk or Mo Salah, being like, can I have a jersey? I didn't want to be that, like, weird, like, girl going up to them, but I was trying to make, like, awkward eye contact to try and get a jersey.
Of course. Oh, Claudia, we are super, super proud of you.
So proud of you.
Our very own Red FM's Claudia Rose Long Maguire, you nailed it. It was probably one of the biggest singing moments in your life in terms of the importance of what you had to deliver. But well done, girl. Well done. That was outstanding.
Thanks so much, guys. Thank you. It means a lot. Thank you.
Did you get a jersey off Salah or anything? Did you have any luck?
No, sadly not. But you know what? You never know. Okay, I'm gonna keep like tweeting them, being like, "Hi, it's me." Yeah.
Hey, it's me, the singer lady. Claudia, well done. Absolutely outstanding. That's Claudia,
well
everybody.
Done.
Incredible stuff.
Thanks, guys. Cork red.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, I'm already a bit jittery. I'm already a bit shaky.
We all are.
How can a blow in from the west of Ireland be on the even par of nervousness and giddiness as you rebelites, as you get ready for this weekend?
You're pretty much a Corkman at this stage.
Scrambling for tickets. This is the week. I've probably asked about 600 people.
Yeah.
Cousins that I didn't even know I had. People involved in GAA clubs up the west that probably don't even exist anymore. trying to get up there. For those of you that aren't lucky enough to get tickets for the big game, and it's never been more mental out there for tickets. It is insane. We have something for you, which is going to be just as much crack and quite possibly a better atmosphere.
Ooh.
Because you will be on the pitch on the sacred sod of Super Value Park Cueve. This is what's happening. It is the Red FM Rebels Fan Zone.
Yes.
Supported by Cork GAA, Cork City Council and Cork's Red FM, it's an opportunity to watch the All-Ireland Final in the home of hurling in Cork, Super Value Park Cueve. We did this last year. It was amazing.
Yep.
Final whistle, not
well,
so much.
Well, except for the result, of course.
Yes. But just to get everyone packed into the park, and the atmosphere was electric. Massive big screens, incredible sound, and all the Rebels in the red jerseys. The match against Tipperary will be shown on the big screens in the stadium. It's going to be electric. We will be on hand to get the crowd going, to get the music going, to get the atmosphere and the party started. Tickets for Rebels Fan Zone are free of charge. Yes. There is no charge for this. And they're going to be available from 7:30 a.m. Thursday 17th of July via Cork's GAA website. That is gaacork.ie. Now, and it's also available on the Cork City Council's website at corkcity.ie and eventsmaster.ie as well. So three websites, corkga.ie, corkcity.ie and eventmaster.ie. You will need a ticket to access the stadium. Tickets are limited, and this is really, really important. I know people will go grab tickets and then not go, leaving people out. There are only a certain amount of tickets going to be available. There are free tickets. Please, please, please only apply for these if you are free to be involved. Mm-hmm. This is the big one. It's the big Rebel Fan Zone at Super Value Park, Ecuive. Tickets on sale, 7:30 a.m. Free sale, that is. Thursday 17th via those three websites that I just gave you. So it's a family-friendly, alcohol-free event, and we want you there. Who's on board?
I'm there for it.
I think the atmosphere is going to be even multiplied this year.
Oh, it's tenfold.
Yeah.
It is tenfold. It's going to be absolutely electric. If you want to be there, that's what you got to do. Thursday, 7:30 a.m., those three websites. Grab your free tickets and join Red FM for the Red FM Fan Zone at Super Value Park, Ecuive. We will get things going as we get a little bit closer to the big one on Sunday. This is Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM, Adam Port and Move. There's a couple of Corkonian / Donegal locals looking for some big ups this morning. Lads, you were spectacular yesterday, demolishing the Royals. 20 points, Katie Jane, was it?
20 points, not 30.
Not 30, 20. But that's absolutely bonkers. Kerry and Donegal in the All-Ireland final. And yesterday as well, sport-wise, it was the FIFA Club World Cup final. Chelsea beat PSG 3-0. And something very funny happened at it because Trump was there.
What?
To hand over the shield.
All right.
So he went up. He was supposed to go up, hand over the shield to the captain, and then they do that kind of raise the shield and the fireworks go off.
Yeah.
Except he was supposed to hand it and walk off. He stayed in the middle of the team.
Of course he did.
So he looked like he was one of the squad.
Yeah, he did. In his own mind.
It's the greatest game of rugby ball ever. So anyway, Chelsea 3, PSG 0. That happened yesterday. Tell me about Cronin's Yard.
Cronin's Yard is my Cronin ancestral home.
Okay.
Has been for more than 200 years. We have a farm there, a small little farm, and a car park. It is where you may start to climb Carantúil.
So at the foot of Carantúil is your family's farm?
In the heart of the hills.
Wow.
Indeed, yeah.
That's special.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, actually. There is something special about the place, yeah. You'd be proud to be from there.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Will you become a little farmette lady down the line?
Would you believe that this year I will get my farming qualification?
Brilliant.
It is beginning in September.
Donuts and Massey Ferguson's and everything.
Correct.
Yeah.
The Massey 135.
If your land is your land.
Okay.
And if you found something on your land.
Yeah.
Is it yours?
Well, I would say no, because an awful lot of the public would pass through my land. So I'd have to keep it in a lost and found.
Okay, so what if you were digging up a field and you found a barrel and there was $600 million in it?
Oh, that'd be mine.
Exactly.
That'd be my money.
A humble Colombian farmer stumbled upon what most people would claim to be life-changing treasure. He opened up a barrel that was air-packed, wrapped with $600 million.
Colombia, you say?
Yes, at the Bank of Escobar. Apparently there's billions buried in holes all over Colombia. So he got so nervous about it that he contacted authorities and he passed over a barrel with $600 million in it. Instead of keeping a single dime or even a stack of the cash, he chose integrity, the idiot, and he alerted authorities, the idiot, and turned over the full amount, the dope. But his land, his farming land.
I suppose he was terrified.
Yeah.
I suppose
somebody
was.
Came back looking for it. Boy, wouldn't you just, like, okay, what about the other four barrels he might have found? He turned one over.
Oh, well, there's that, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that could have happened. We don't know. But wouldn't you just move somewhere else? Like, back to Cork?
Take it back to Cork. I'd say if I found it in the yard, I'd say I'd be safe enough. Surely the Escobars didn't put it there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Paddy Escobar. Long lost cousin down in Kerry. Anyway, it's like, you know, human nature kicks into this one. You would go left or right. You hand it back in.
What do you reckon? What would you do?
wouldn't be seen for dust.
FM Breakfast.
Let's go.
With McDonald's. Start your day with McCafe Cappuccino. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
The sport with Simply Suits.
Go on, Katie. Go on, girl. Is that the last of Katie in the ring, do you think?
I would think so.
Yeah.
You'd hope so. I mean, like, she's nothing left to prove when she's made her money. Go off and count it and have fun.
Take it easy. 39 years young. A whole life ahead of her. You could take her on. Katie versus Katie. Oh, my God. Three rounds. Let's see what
we've never heard again be seen.
Morning, Kelly Boo.
Morning.
Lads, I went to the new Superman film yesterday. Took Caleb along to it because he was all giddy. Wanted to see the Superman film.
Was it super?
How was it?
I don't know.
Out of 10?
Okay.
Are you comparing it to the old one?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But see, I'm also comparing it to the magic of the old one and the storytelling of the old one. I'll give it a 6 out of 10. Oh. I mean, it's not awful, awful, but it's also just, it's, do you know what it is, lads? Modern movies, modern day movies,
modern
movies.
What did Caleb think of it, more importantly?
He didn't think it was hectic, like, it was, I don't know, like, he just didn't, there was a lot of the dialogue that he didn't really understand. Special effects are incredible, but this is the problem. There's a thing in cinema now, which is special effects fatigue.
Yeah.
You know what that is? When you go to see, like...
And there's just too much going on.
Too much. And it's just, you're overstimulated with just so many effects and explosions and fight scenes. And why have movies over the last 10 years just been a bit rubbish?
They're all shot in digital for a start, right?
Yeah.
So they're not shot in film, and they're not projected, like, through film projectors. So it loses that bit of magic instantaneously. So when you're in the cinema, you're just watching a big TV. You're not watching the conversion of still images to moving images like you would with film projection, so it loses that magic.
Yeah.
So you might as well just watch it at home. Do you know
what I mean? And then they prioritise spectacle over substance, then there's no good, decent storytelling.
It's just special effect after special effect. Bing, bang, walla, bow, wow. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm so tired.
Yeah, I just want to go home to bed. Jurassic Park was pretty much the same. Not great.
New one?
No, not hectic. Yeah. Lilo and Stitch is supposed to be all right for the little people if you want to go and check that one out. But they're remaking the Neverending Story, Kelly.
Are they?
Yeah. They're going to bring it back with your man flying through the sky, but he'll have a big fight with a transformer now or something, and they'll go and ruin it.
As long as they have the theme song in it, that's all I want.
I don't think I've seen the original.
Have you not?
I know the song, all right.
Yeah, an absolute classic. Anyway, there's also rumours that Back to the Future will be going into production. Stay away from one of the greatest films of all time, lads. Anyway, anybody see Superman over the weekend? Your thoughts on that? 0868104106. Cash Machine coming up.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Back in the day, back in the 90s, it was a massive battle between Blur and Oasis. It was it was one or the other. It made its way into pop culture with the Father Damo, Blur or Oasis, in Father Ted. And it was forever ingrained in culture.
Yeah.
Who has won that battle, do you think? Like, now that you look back at it and you think, who has turned out to be the winning band?
Blur didn't come back, did they?
They didn't, no.
So,
and I don't think Blur have had the artillery of hits that Oasis have had.
What's a Blur song?
Park Life. There's No Other Way. Country House, Girls and Boys.
Yeah, they're good songs.
They've had some bangers back in the day.
So I couldn't possibly pick.
They're a brilliant band. I think Damon Albarn is massively talented as well. He's the man behind Gorillaz. But Damon Albarn has come out this morning and said Oasis have won.
Really?
He has raised the white flag and accepted defeat. Aww. The great battle between Oasis and Blur amid the Gallagher brothers' massive reunion. So he has basically said, like, for them to come back, they're the winners, they take first place in the face of such overwhelming evidence of their popularity, which I think is a very humble thing to do.
That is fabulous. They had their gig in Manchester over the weekend, of course.
They did, yeah. They came out holding hands.
Yeah.
It was very cute.
Vernon Kay was at it.
What else happened over the weekend? I think the Manchester gig was a special one. Obviously, it's a homecoming show for them. So what else is going on, Kitty?
I don't know. I think a lot of people probably have seen it, but if you haven't, DJ AG, he's based in London and he's doing these gigs outside King's Cross Underground Station
yeah.
in London. And huge artists are joining him. So he's on the decks and he's getting live performers. Will Smith has done it. Alicia Dixon's joined in. Skepta's joined in. Tiny Tempa. This week, Lyra joined in. It's huge.
Excellent.
Lyra.
Go on, Lyra. Corkonians taking over London City, everybody. Well done, Lyra.
That's
great
so
stuff.
Cool. She sounds great as well.
She's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Justin Bieber.
Yes.
He had a new album all of a sudden after 4 years.
This is a bit of a strange one because you were saying he's broke. He's smashed.
No, I don't think he's broke.
Okay, well, he's lost millions, hasn't he?
He owes millions.
Okay, I retract that statement, Justin. You've got 40 euro in the credit union in Grand Le Brahe.
No.
So but he has lost a load of his net worth, has he, because of the tour?
I don't know, but look, all I know is he owes Scooter Braun money because he didn't finish the Justice tour.
Yeah.
But yeah, he released this album anyway. After 4 years, Swag came out on Friday. It was a very big surprise. 21 tracks. Now, I don't think it is all for money, though, because there's a lot in it.
Okay.
If you listen to the songs, now they're very conceptual. You'd have to give a good listen. But yeah, I don't know. It's a very different sound for him. So I think a lot has gone into it other than wanting money.
Quite a bit of love coming in for Superman as well. A lot of you went to see Superman over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I went yesterday. Thought it was excellent, Casey. Yeah, I hear what you're saying on the special effects. It is a bit OTT at times. Do you know where I went to see it yesterday? It was my first time in the new Gate Cinema in the city.
Yes.
Oh my God, they have these leather Lazy Boy recliners. You press a button.
Oh,
good Lord, game changer.
Red FM Breakfast, let's go.
With McDonald's, start your day the Mac Cafe way. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
With KC
and Katie Jane. Okay, Fan Zone, Rebels, this is the week. This is the big one. All of the details coming up. If you can't get tickets for the match, exclusive update on what is happening at Super Value Parky Quays.
Love waking up in Cork with KC.
Red FM Breakfast.